It's Wednesday, October 19th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And tonight we're taking the oral history of Phyllis Chase. So Phyllis, what is your full name?
Phyllis Yvonne Chase.
Okay, and when and where were you born?
In Kalamazoo, okay. 1929.
And where do you live today?
In Allegan, Michigan.
And what's your personal connection to the Parchment area?
Well, I worked there for 39 years.
At the mill, at KVP?
Uh-huh.
And what year did you start?
47.
1947. And what part of the mill did you start in?
Mill 1.
In Mill 1. And were you working in a certain room or on a certain machine?
In finishing.
Okay.
Different jobs.
Different jobs. And were you always in the finishing department, or did you move around?
Well, I was sent up to specialty.
Okay.
I worked in Mill 2.
Okay. And where else?
Down in the stock room. Well, it was off finishing.
Okay, in the stock room, yes. A lot of this was heavy work, wasn't it?
Yes.
And about the time you were working there, you said, you know, some of the guys were going into the service.
Yeah, in 47.
And so you women were picking up the slack.
Yes. That's right.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have an accident in the mill? You know, get hurt?
No.
Get injured? Oh, great. Okay.
No, I never.
Okay.
Never got hurt.
Great. So after the stockroom, where did you work?
Well, mostly in finishing, parchment finishing.
Parchment finishing. Okay. And you knew you had lots of pals in there?
Oh, yes.
You grew to have lots of. What was it like to work there?
Well, I really enjoyed it. And you got to know people's lives and all about them, especially when they retired, and I fixed folders for them, and then I got so I'd do portraits too.
Right. You mentioned before we even turned the tape on that since you were young and could pick up a pencil, you liked to draw and doodle.
Yes.
So you just kind of taught yourself from a young age.
Yes.
How to do, like, side, what do we call those?
Profiles.
Yeah.
So I'd sit and draw my sisters and my mother and my dad.
Yes.
I started out that way to do profiles and then got into full face.
Right. Which you said told me that you preferred to have a photo of the person so you could make it real.
Yeah, so it could be more exact because you had to get their personality in it.
Exactly. And did you give people their portraits after you drew them?
Yes.
You did.
And sometimes I would say, well, this was a gift from God, and if you want to give me a gift, that's fine. But I hated to charge money.
I see. You just gave them to them for free.
Well, mostly.
Mostly.
And they did, so a lot of them returned a gift in an envelope for me.
I see. And did you guys, in finishing, have parties outside of the mill? Did you hang out together?
Oh, yes. We'd have house parties.
Oh.
We'd get together and play records and...
Yes.
And dance or
sure
have some refreshments.
Yes. What's a party without refreshments?
Yeah.
sure. So it was a good place to work.
Oh yes, I mean they were like family. People were like family.
Really, I've heard that from more than one person whose oral history I've taken. So, just a tight, kind of a tight group.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, you said you knew Jay Kindleberger?
Yes.
Did you meet him?
I knew him, I didn't...
Did you see him walking through the mill? Ever?
That's probably the only place I knew him, because
sure.
I knew him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in some doings in Kindleberger Park, they had a statue of him, and so I have a picture
sure.
standing beside him.
Oh, you do?
And
oh, sure.
That's how a lot of them
yeah.
got to...
That's a wonderful park. Just a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Did you play on any sports teams at the mill?
No.
You didn't. You didn't play.
I wasn't really good at it.
You weren't? But you knew some... You had friends who did, who like played women's softball or baseball?
Yes, I...
For the mill?
The Eileen and Elaine... I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
Something like Roth. I can't remember their last name, but...
Sure. Sure.
And Ellie Klepper and a lot of them that played on softball.
Sports were big there,
yes.
weren't they? I mean, I have heard from other people that I've interviewed that if you were a good baseball player, you'd get hired.
Oh, boy.
Because they had several teams. You know, they had several baseball teams there.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Jake really liked baseball. So he just had sponsored a lot of teams through the mill there. You also lived in Parchment.
Yes.
You lived in Parchment, yeah. In several different places. What was Parchment like in those days?
It was a friendly place.
Yeah.
Neighborly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I liked it.
It was really a mill town, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, there was just a lot of camaraderie, I think, and just lots of people lived there. Did you ever live in a company house?
No.
The company houses? Okay. Okay. If we can, let me get a little biographical information here from you before we go on. Phyllis, what was your maiden name?
Anspaugh.
And how do you spell that?
A-N-S-P-A-C-H.
Okay. And there were people at the mill that know you by several last names.
Yes.
Because you were married several times. Can you give us those last names?
Well, the first was Holtz.
Okay.
The second was Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my name now.
Right. Because you remarried.
Yes.
Jack Chase. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see.
Leslie. Bill Leslie.
Leslie. Sure.
And Alan.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think you told me before Whitney.
Yes.
Was after that. And then after that, you married Jack.
Yes.
For the second time in 1972, right? And you're still married to him.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What were your parents' names?
Luther and Francis Anspaugh.
And were they from Kalamazoo or Parchment? Or
they were from Kalamazoo.
From Kalamazoo. Do you remember your mother's maiden name?
James.
James. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And... Jack told us, just before we turned the recorder on, your husband, that his parents both worked in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was Donald Chase. His mom was Orena Chase. Her maiden name was Matzinger.
Uh-huh.
I guess his dad was a foreman for a while at the mill, and his mom, Orena, was the head stenographer in the main office. Mm-hmm. So there's some deep connections here,
yes.
in your family, to KVP. Kind of go back a little bit. And do you have children?
A stepson.
Yes, and what is his name?
Jack Allen.
Jack, okay. And does he live near?
He's in Iowa.
He's in Iowa. Okay, all right. Let's you talked about you lived in a few places in Parchment. You lived up on Glendale Boulevard.
Yes.
And then Oak Grove, right?
Yes.
And then you lived on 20th Street, kind of that street that runs back behind the mill? Is that
Yeah, well, it... It's, yeah, in the back part.
In the back part. Of which mill? One or two?
Well, it was more north, but it was not far from the mill.
Okay. Okay. And then you also lived on Slater Drive.
Yes.
And those are the, and then you moved out of Parchment.
Yes.
You didn't live in there anymore. Do you remember the businesses in Parchment?
Well, I remember Belle Isles. Bob
Thank
Belle
you. Isle. That comes up a lot. I'm going to interview Bob Belle Isle on Monday.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Did you go in there a lot? Because that was like a soda fountain, wasn't it?
Oh, I just loved him. The other two girls I worked with, we'd always run down there during our lunch hour and get a sundae, hot fudge sundae.
Oh, yes? Okay. Yeah, I heard it was that's where everybody went. It was a very social place.
I still have a glass jar where they used to put candy.
Yes.
With a silver lid side.
On it. Yeah.
And I put cookies in it.
Is it from there?
Yeah, from his store.
How'd you get it?
I bought it.
Oh, you did?
I didn't steal it.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. I'm going to remind him on Monday that you did.
They used to have Shriner's Drugstore, and then it was Clark's Drugstore, and Bob Belisle's, and then they get Ralston's Grocery Store. Anyhow.
That's okay. Then I just want to interject here. The voice that you just heard was Jack Chase walking through the room.
Yeah, mine didn't change.
While we were talking. Yeah, that's right. Phyllis just wants to remind us that that was not her voice. Her voice has not changed. That was her husband, Jack. But there were a lot of... when's the last time you were in Parchment? Has it been a long, long time? Since you've been...
Oh, yes,
yeah.
It's been a long time.
So you haven't been downtown in just years and years, right?
And I know that Bob Belle Isle isn't there anymore.
That's right. Do you remember any of the... Any of the other names of any of the stores on this Riverview there? You know, it was like right around the corner, you'd go, and that was downtown Parchment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the other stores down there?
Well, there was a Clark's Drugstore.
Sure.
And I had to, they wouldn't let me be hired in. I was only 17 and I was graduated. I had to wait till I was 18, so I worked there before I went into the mill.
I see. How long did you work there?
Maybe...
Well, you started at the mill, we were talking earlier, when you were, what, 22 or 23? Is that right? I think so.
Oh, I was only 18 when I started.
You started at the mill?
Yeah.
Or started in the department store?
Oh, no, I was at Clark's when I was 17, yet, and right after I was 18 in May... Then I was, but I forgot which month.
Okay, that's all right. But you were 18 when you started at the mill.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't take me any sooner.
Okay. Do you remember there was a, I've heard from other people, there was a Gossens or Goosens, sort of a general store up on the corner of G and Riverview. Was that there when you were working there?
I don't recall it.
It's not okay, not ringing any bells. Okay, that's all right. So Bob Belle Isle's, yeah, everybody. I've heard that from several people. They just, very warm memories of Bob Belle Isle.
Yes.
Do you remember any of your neighbors in Parchment particularly well?
Well, up on Glendale, there's Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I knew Marilyn Bowen, that Bowen family.
Okay.
Up on Glendale.
Yes. How about on Oak Grove? Do you remember anybody who lived around you?
Yeah, the guy was running the apartment that he had a part. He worked at the mill, and I'm trying to think of his name.
And he was the landlord, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hudson. Owned the building?
Hudson.
Hudson's. Jack chimes in from the kitchen. sure.
Also, I can think of is Duncan, and I don't think that's...
All right.
He okay. was well known anyway. He had heart trouble.
I see. And, yeah.
But I can remember very nice man.
Right.
Running from there on Oak okay. Grove.
How about on 20th Street? Neighbors up there.
Oh yeah, an elderly couple next door.
Okay.
I can't remember the names.
Okay. And then finally on Slater Drive. Do you remember any neighbors?
Not too well.
Did you have a garden? Did you garden at all? I'm listening to people sometimes say the gardens in, you know, were really, really important then.
Well, not in Parchment.
Not in Parchment. You didn't garden. You didn't have a garden.
And Jack okay. and I had one on B Avenue before we split.
Yes. Okay.
So.
Which brings us to those years at the mill. You started in 47.
Uh-huh.
And then, go ahead.
And then in 53, I quit and came back within the same year.
With your sister?
Yeah, my sister wanted a job and
And your sister's name is?
Dolores.
Dolores.
Lester.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you both got you got rehired back in? Did you get your same job 53. Back in 50? Yeah. In 53, did you get your same job back?
I did different jobs in
were
the
Were you
mill.
Still in finishing?
Yes.
You were still in finishing?
Uh-huh.
Where did Dolores start? Do you remember?
She started in there on the night shift.
In finishing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oscar Hunt got us back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you said you can remember some of the products that...
Oh,
came
yes.
off the line or the products you were packaging. Can you talk about some of those?
One was this crinkled up pie tape that we had to put in little tiny boxes.
Yes.
And they used to have butter wrappers. Then a lot of those things just went away, but we had a patty line. It's hard to describe everything
okay,
in a short
sure,
time.
Sure, sure.
And you used to have to count 5 sheets at a time.
Right.
For the trimmers and put a ticket in.
Okay.
Maybe 5.
Okay. Down. And were you always, what shift were you working?
Well, I worked days, and then when I came back, maybe I had to go on 3 to 11. I'm not sure now.
Uh-huh.
Because.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sometimes we get sent to Sutherland, too.
Oh, over on?
Patterson.
On Patterson and Pitcher Street over
mm-hmm.
there? Yeah.
And then, or else on East Michigan where they made ice cream cartons.
That's right. Right. Okay. But yeah. You didn't work, you never worked like a swing shift?
No, no.
Yours was steadier.
I worked 11 to 7, but that wasn't swing. That
okay,
was,
right. Yeah, that was the third shift.
So,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Had all those experiences.
Yeah, yeah. Where did you go to school, grade school?
Well, I went to Millwood Woodward and then
I graduated. In Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
In Kalamazoo. Where did you graduate?
Kalamazoo Central.
Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah, tongue-tied.
Okay.
That's where I graduated in 47 in January.
I see. Did you have a favorite subject in school?
Well, art.
Art, of course.
Another girl and I used to do these big murals that went to Douglas Center.
Oh, you did?
And And I did one with Little Boy Blue.
Yeah.
And I did another one of the Three Bears.
Goldilocks. Were you in high school when you did this?
Yes.
You were. Did you get, like, extra credit or something for doing this?
I don't think so. This other girl and I were way up above the stage where the band was, and they had to move. We dropped some paint.
Oh!
But we were way up high there, you know, and these things were, you know, just up in the air, you know, anchored down. But
right. Painting
that was
murals.
Fun.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. Did you ever do any of that in any other buildings around town? Murals or?
No, I.
Did you ever paint, like, let's say, stage sets for theater, for plays in high school? Did you ever do any of that? You know, when you have to, and you're in high school and they're putting on a play.
Oh.
And they need scenery.
Oh, yes.
Did you?
I've got a picture of the, in my Delphian with the stone wall.
Yeah.
And Mary Lou, can't remember, Kohler or something.
Okay.
She helped me to know how to round things out on the stones.
Yes. Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember I don't suppose you remember the name of the play. Put you right on the spot here now.
I'll look in my Delphian and find out.
Well, that's good that you know. Yeah, you've got a reference for that. Do you remember any really huge political events that you guys at the mill were really stunned by, or that you really,
President Kennedy.
Yeah.
When he was shot.
When he was shot. Yeah. Did they shut the mill down for that?
I don't think so.
Because those machines, once they got those machines going, they ran all the time. It would be rough to do that.
But everybody was shocked.
Yes. Sure.
I don't recall them.
Closing?
Closing
down. You don't recall
them
closing? Okay. Yeah, that was certainly a national, on a national basis, that was quite the shock. It was. Have you ever been in the community house? Do you remember the community house? I wonder if that was gone by then, when you started.
Did they make it? Yes, I do remember the
Because they would
house.
Have the big Christmas parties for the mill in there.
You used to have the Methodist church.
And the Methodist church, from Parchment, met in there for a while.
Oh, yes, I do remember it, because I can't remember what occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I went to the church, too.
Sure, sure. So you went to the Methodist church in Parchment?
Yes, when I was living in there.
When you were living there. Okay, okay. And, of course, you remember the park.
Oh,
Kindleberger
yes.
Park. Fourth of July events were a big deal there, I understand, and lots of sports played in that park. And
I've seen them play, I don't know, it was softball or the other one, hardball.
Hardball, yeah. Plain old baseball with the hardball.
Yeah,
plain old baseball with the hardball. You used to go to the games?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
Different things through, later on, I saw weddings in the park.
Uh-huh, of course.
In the gazebo.
That's right. Still used. Still used on Saturdays. And other times, there are still weddings that go on in that park. Let me ask you if you used to play pranks in the mill or not.
Yes. Yes. You want to know?
Oh, yes, I do. Let's hear some.
Well, I had one of these hands that was run by battery that the fingers would move.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And, of course, I sent it down, the carton down of the it was parchment paper, and I had a few sheets over the top of that hand.
Yes.
And it went down the line. Anybody that saw it, this one guy, I thought, he turned white.
Oh!
And,
did he?
Yeah, well, it really scared.
You scared several people.
So, well, I was working with Bob Stevenson. He was on the dye press there. And then
okay.
Some of his paper would go through my shrink pack, too.
Okay.
When I was working on that.
Yeah.
And he used to pull some pranks, and then he got me started. So.
I see.
He was our steward.
The union steward. The union steward?
Union steward.
The union steward, yeah. Which reminds me that you had to join the union,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Was it Local 323? I think it was Local 323.
It sounds like it.
At the, yeah, the mill right in Parchment. Do you remember going out on strike?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a picture somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. And you had to sign up for strike duty and spend your time on the picket line, right? That kind of stuff?
Well, I'm trying to think what I did.
Yeah, I understand it didn't last very long. Especially, there was, I think, one in 57, maybe. End of the 50s. I don't think it lasted all that long.
Mm-mm.
So, and it wasn't cold outside because the contract expired in July.
Yes.
And so the negotiations were around that time, so at least it wasn't dead of winter, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
It was summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I wanted to say something about Bob Stevenson.
Please do.
You know, being a steward, he was telling about four of us. The reason I retired when I did, and it was an early retirement, was the last good contract. And then everything went bad.
Oh, after that, did it?
In 86?
In 86. Did it?
And if we hadn't got out of there, we wouldn't have had the insurance we have.
Okay.
And Harold Newmaw and Gladys Rose.
Mm-hmm. Did they retire along with you?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys kind of all
like it, but
you guys kind of like figured it out. It was just time to go.
Yeah, just before that new contract came in.
I see. Who else do you remember from the mill?
Oh, I remember so many people.
You do? Yeah.
I remember Pete Thiessen.
Okay.
Trimmer operator. And
uh-huh.
Red Rouse. I mean, there's so many.
And are you in contact with any of them? I mean, I know your sister, of course. Anybody else that you ever worked with there?
Retirement dinners,
Jack chimes in.
Oh, yes, our KVP group.
You still have a KVP group?
Yes, and they meet up. We used to go way out Westridge to the Old Country Buffet.
Yeah.
And then they closed down.
Uh-huh, they did.
And so now there's one on Main Street.
On West Main. That's right.
Yeah, West
right.
Main. And we go every other month. And it starts with February, the
okay.
second Monday.
I see.
And then, you know, it ends with in December.
Okay, that's right.
It's every other month.
That's
and then
right.
we take a gift.
Yeah.
On December, but
and do an exchange,
yeah,
some kind of gift. How many people are still left? How many go to those?
Well, there's quite a few, and some of the younger ones are coming.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
And
are these run by? Are these the ones run by Irene Evans?
Yes.
And Louis Warner. Doesn't Louis or Jack Warner go to those?
He comes, yeah.
He comes, but I think it's Irene who sort of
Irene's
presides.
Taken over.
Yes.
Well, it was...
Was there somebody before her that used to do it, or...?
Ken Kaler.
Ken Kaler.
Yeah, he's passed away now. But
okay. So how long have these been going? This group been meeting? Do you know? Long time.
Long time.
Long time. Since because the mill finally closed in 2000, October or November of 2000. So even before that, you guys were getting together.
Well, I know we call it the retirees' dinners.
Sure.
But
so it could.
So we've been going.
Certainly could have
getting
been.
Together for years and years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, and Claude Selby comes now, and isn't that awful?
I know.
I got crowded.
Crowded head.
Crowded head. There's so much information there, I can't get it out.
So true. That's so true. That happens, happens to most of us. We just can't. Got a lot of memories. You have a lot of memories.
Oh, yes. And it's just, we all want to go, and I feel bad that I can't go right now, but, it keeps you in contact with one another. And sharing things and
yes, from a very important part of your life. I mean, you worked there a long time. You worked there, did you say 39 years?
Altogether,
39 years. That's a lot of memories. A lot of people.
Yes.
Passed through, your life when you work at a place that long. Yeah. So what did we miss? What did we miss talking about?
I don't know. John Aubie was my boss.
John Aubie? Yes. I interviewed him.
Oh.
He came from Arizona in August.
Oh, wow.
He was your boss, huh? Yep. I interviewed him, sure. You'll be able to, you could listen to his oral history. Do you have a computer, by the way?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We did, but we don't now.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, who else do you remember? Who else was your boss? You worked for several, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Whitey Vermeulen.
Okay.
That's getting later on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you worked...
Rick Finder was a young boss.
A young boss, okay. Okay.
yeah, there's more.
Sure. Was it... Pretty good time for you, though.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the wages were pretty good.
I would say so,
yeah,
yes.
You could make a good living there. And
in fact, retiring early,
yeah,
my pension dropped just almost in half.
That's true.
And like I say, look at all the money saved with having the insurance, the Medicare, and all that.
Exactly.
And Dolores, she missed out on that when she...
Oh, she did.
...went from the mill...
Yeah.
...to the office.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
That's why Bob wanted us to get out of there.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
We had floor ladies, too.
What are those?
Well... I see Blondie. Isn't that awful?
She's thinking. sure. What did floor
Leah
ladies
Brandt
do? What did floor ladies do?
Well, they sort of help people on their jobs or...
Okay.
Did
you have to wear a uniform?
No. I know... Before I went in there, I think they did at one time.
They
all had to wear.
That's what I understand. Yeah, that the men had bib overalls as a uniform, and the women had something like skirts and blouses with a certain kind of collar on them, I think. But it might have been just before you, but someone I've interviewed did talk about that just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And, we had a film at a 35-minute film at the reunion that you could not attend. that showed people working bare feet in the mill.
Ooh.
Now, this was in the 30s. Because the water, there was all this water on the floor all the time.
Oh, dear.
And it would ruin their shoes. And so they came to work and took their shoes off, which was really kind of dangerous. It would be so slippery. But they didn't. It was the 30s. You didn't want to ruin your shoes, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And those huge machines, the big machines, were pretty impressive. Pretty impressive to work around. And could be very dangerous, I guess, if you weren't paying attention all the time. Yeah.
It was hard. Cement.
Floors.
And then
yeah,
we stood on cartons, you know.
Oh, yes?
And then they got mats.
Okay.
To stand on.
To stand on, yeah. Yeah. Was it hard on you?
Oh, yeah.
Standing around a lot, right? Working, yeah, that can be hard on you.
When you did small packages or
right
box things, but towards the end it got where it was a lot of pan liners, you know, silicone, slippery.
Sure.
And we'd pack those from the trimmer and then it would go down the conveyor where they'd seal it down there.
Okay. Did you have a favorite job at the mill? Was there something? Did you like everything, or you just thought, I'm working here, I got to do everything?
Well, I worked on the cutters at one time.
Yes.
I worked on the jogger machine.
Yeah.
To jog the paper.
Oh, sure.
That was out of line.
Yes.
Did
you like those?
Yeah, I enjoyed everything.
You did? Yeah.
And the shrink pack that you'd slip the paper and cardboard on it,
uh-huh,
top and bottom, and it would seal, and then it would go down that oven.
Right.
I liked that real well.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many. It just changed so from little stuff to bulk.
Did it? Yeah. During the time that you were there.
Yes.
The products changed.
Yes.
Now, here's the other thing I wanted to ask you about. I've heard stories about all that Christmas paper. You never had to buy Christmas paper again.
No. Never had to. It lasted forever.
That's what I've heard. And there would be, some of it would be called seconds. It really wasn't good enough to sell or to distribute. So you could take it home.
Yes.
And people had Christmas paper for years. They never had to buy Christmas paper again.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have any of that left, by the way?
No. I don't. My mother used to have a baby crib up in the upstairs.
Yes.
Just full of it. We'd take it home. If it had wrinkles in it or...
Exactly.
Misprint or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I worked on it at one time.
You did?
Well, I did have a little scar.
Okay.
Because my thumb got caught in that plunger thing.
Okay.
You know, the...
But not enough to really...
No, it was...
Did you have to have stitches or anything, or...?
No.
No, just, not that bad. Okay.
It was just a little cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Christmas paper is kind of... The KVP Christmas paper is really legendary. Everybody talks about it.
It lived.
Yeah, so...
Let me know when you're done.
Did we miss anything? We hit... What else did you want... Were there any people that you wanted to talk about, or issues, or...
Well, I used to do their portraits in there. I don't know if I...
We were talking about that a little bit. You did portraits of people that you worked with?
That I worked with.
How many do you think you did? You got any idea?
Ooh, I don't really know.
Were you doing them kind of often?
Well, when they retired, when I started.
When they retired, okay.
You know, they were sketches and not developed real well, but it looked like them.
Yeah. Were they black and white, or would you do them in color?
I did them in color.
You did. Okay. And you also told me just before we turned the recorder on that you used to draw cartoons.
Oh, now, of people
and incidences and happenings at the mill. Right?
Some of them were just kind of private because.
Sure.
But
sure.
They all got a kick out of them.
Yeah.
It didn't take me long because I've always liked to draw, and
right.
I just draw something that they were doing.
You don't have any of those left, do you? Anywhere?
I have a whole stack of drawings, but not of the mill.
Oh, but not of. Okay.
No, I gave them to them.
Oh, and then you would give them away.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I don't dare tell her, say what.
I know. It's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to. Okay. So, well, I think this has been very enjoyable. Have you enjoyed yourself here?
Oh, I have too. It brought a lot of laughs.
It certainly did. And Phyllis, I just want to say thank you so much for agreeing to do this. We are at the library trying very diligently to get everybody's, as many people as we can, I should say, personal stories. And it contributes so much to the fabric and the pattern of life in Parchment and at the mill all those years ago. So we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Phyllis.
You're welcome.